Well, it's sure been a long winter season, hasn't it? I think that's one thing we can all agree on. When March 20th arrived a few weeks ago, it said on the calendar that it was the first day of spring, the spring solstice. But when we looked out the window, it sure didn't seem like spring. You may have had plans, but when headlines and forecasts conjured up fear about a major storm, those plans were canceled because of worry or concern. And then, no storm actually happened. And when we were supposed to get good weather, we woke up to a blizzard, and you couldn't even see out the window. My husband would be perturbed and typically say something like, "They didn't forecast that," or "That wasn't supposed to happen. We weren't supposed to get that." And I would typically say, "Well, you know, they are flawed human beings, and they don't know everything and cannot predict everything. But I do know someone who is all-knowing, who is all-powerful, who is in control, and who you can count on for the truth. He is Almighty God. He is sovereign. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There is none like him. He is above all. We live in a fallen, sinful world, broken and filled with all kinds of deception. We are lied to by media, government, sales ads, scams, counterfeit money, you name it. And it's hard to know just what the truth is and who you can trust. But I believe that you can place your trust and confidence in God. God who always was, who is, and eternally always will be. Hebrews 13 says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Remember the saying, "Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the present. Enjoy the gift." Sometimes life can feel stormy and unpredictable, just like the weather. Sometimes we fear things that never happen. Sometimes things hit you out of the blue, unexpectedly. Sometimes we go through a very difficult season of life, a hard stretch that never seems to end. Remember what Jesus said? He told his disciples that in this world you will have trouble. Not might, maybe, possibly, perhaps. He said you will. No one is exempt from difficult times, as we all know and have experienced. But right after that sentence, in the next verse, he says, "But take heart, for I have overcome the world." You may be familiar with the Footprints poem that describes a person who is walking on a beach with God. There are two sets of footprints that are seen in the sand as they walk along the shore, together, side by side. But then, all of a sudden, there is only one set of footprints, and God is questioned. "Why? That was the time I needed you most. Why did you leave me then? Why?" And God explains, "During those difficult times of trial and suffering, when you only saw one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." The children's version of that Footprints poem goes like this: "The Lord will always walk with you along life's blessed beach, his footprints there beside you, always within reach. Two sets of footprints side by side, from dawn to setting sun. Yet there may come a day, my child, when you'll see only one. But do not think the Lord has left you. Nothing could be more wrong. It's just that he picked you up then to carry you along. That's an encouraging reminder. In times of need, in trials and challenges, when we sometimes feel alone and might wonder if God has abandoned us, when we might not be able to see him or feel him, even when he seems silent, know that God is with us. He told us, "I am with you always, even to the end of time." We are told in Psalm 145, "The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down." When we put our lives in God's hands, we can trust him and know that he will walk with us along life's journey. We can choose faith over fear by focusing on God's promises and love and remembering what he has already done. Isaiah 43 tells us, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." The promise of God's faithfulness is seen throughout the Bible. There is a song that comes to mind, written by Carol Cimbala, who is the choir director, or was the choir director, at the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. She wrote a powerful song called, "He's Been Faithful to Me." Listen to her lyrics that she wrote from her personal experience. "In my moments of fear, through every pain and every tear, there's a God who has been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's been faithful to me. Every word he has promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, but he's been faithful, faithful to me. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, he was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even then, God was faithful to me. And every time I come back to him, he's there, waiting with open arms, and I see once again that he's been faithful, faithful to me." If you get a chance, listen to that song on your own. It's very powerful. Deuteronomy 7:9 tells us, "Know therefore that the God, your God, is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." The hymn, "Great is thy faithfulness," reminds us, "Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness." Yes, God does supply our needs. But as we know, our needs are not always the same as our wants. We often forget and take for granted all that God has already provided. And sometimes, when we take our focus off all his blessings, we can dwell on something that is not going our way, or something we think we should have and are entitled to. forgetting all that God has done throughout our lives. Right now, you or someone you know may be going through some difficulty, maybe a huge void after the loss of a loved one. Maybe you've been let down or disappointed, betrayed or deceived by someone you trusted. Perhaps you recently became aware of an unexpected and concerning health diagnosis. Maybe you're worried about the future or about financial concerns. Not to mention the daily bombardment of unpredictable world events and the so-called news can be overwhelming. And sometimes it just feels like no one cares. In Hebrews 13, we are reminded, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Always remember the hope we have, hope that is based on faith and trust in Almighty God. Our provider, our protector, our Savior. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Hebrews 6:19 says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. God will hold us steady in the storms and turbulence of life. God is also our lighthouse in the storm. O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see? There's light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." Jesus beckons us in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Try not to let things that are out of your control consume you. Worry and fear can immobilize and paralyze us and steal our ability to enjoy life. It often causes us to spin our wheels in the mud and waste our time and energy fretting over things. Things that are out of our control, things that rob us of our peace and contentment. Don't waste another moment worrying. God is in control. Trust him. Life is short, and the brevity of life is summed up by the dash that you see on a tombstone. It's not the date you were born or the date you died that really matters. It's the dash between those years and what you do with it to make a difference with your life. Yes, God is able to provide the strength and resources we need to get through difficult times. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When you imagine just how much worse things could actually be, sometimes that helps us realize just how blessed we really are. And perhaps things might not seem quite so bad. The simple lyrics of the song, "Count Your Blessings," are profound. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. No matter what hardship and burdens are on your heart and mind today, Don't let anxiety and fear take root. Instead, bring your concerns to God in prayer. It can shift the focus away from your problems towards God's faithfulness. Remember what God has already done in your life. When looking back in reflection on a very difficult time, I have heard some say, "I don't know how I had the strength to get through that." Have faith that God will provide the strength you need to get through the difficult times. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5, "Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls through the world like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of sufferings are being experienced by your brothers and sisters throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." God's word. Sometimes we expect an immediate answer or have a desired outcome in mind and want things to turn out our way because we think we know best. And if that doesn't happen, we might be tempted to blame God or walk away because we didn't get what we want. But remember, we are flawed human beings who can only see a moment at a time. God knows all things from the beginning to end. He has a plan and a purpose, and it's in his time and according to his will. Put your trust in God's faithfulness. We may never understand the details or reasons this side of heaven. God declares in Isaiah 55, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord. "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Proverbs 3 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil." I think if we are honest, we would admit that some of our problems have been the result of choices we have made, decisions to do it our way, thinking we know better, and we went off course. Romans 3 says, "As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But thank God, our Savior, he paid the price for our sins. And he gave us an instruction manual, the Bible, his living word, his plan and roadmap for us to follow. The Bible is like a GPS that helps us navigate this confusing world. The Bible gives us directions for the best route to take so that we can arrive at our ultimate destination, eternity in heaven with God. Don't go astray from the route God has planned. Jesus says, "Follow me." He offers to bring us safely to our destination. Abide with God and remain on the path that he has set out for us. We are told in Isaiah 40, "People are like grass. Their beauty fades as quickly as the flowers in a field. The grass withers and the flowers fade beneath the breath of the Lord." And so it is with people. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. One thing we know for certain and sometimes forget: our journey on this earth will one day come to an end. That time will come for each of us. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us, "There is a time for everything, a time to be born and a time to die. 1 Thessalonians says that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Hebrews 13 says, "For this world is not our home. We are looking forward to our everlasting home in heaven." Philippians 3:20, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." There is life after death. Are you on the right path? Are you heading in the right direction? Jesus said in this longer passage of John 14, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I am going." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you love me, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you a helper who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." You can choose the destination you hope for, where you will spend eternity, when you have arrived at the end of your journey. Remember that GPS? Where is the destination that you hope to arrive at? And what directions are you following? Who will be your travel companion? The Bible, the Word of God, has all the instructions you need. Have you thought about where you will spend eternity and how you plan to get there?